K360 Radio.
Man, that's good guacamole. Then I realized there is no guacamole in the sandwich on London Slickified.
So the whole time there was no guacamole.
No, let's just say me and the toilet had a honeymoon.
Oh, that is gross.
It was terrible.
But you know what? It has to go somewhere, though. That is bad, Alan.
Dude, there was, like, I actually looked it up on the video. There is guacamole in the fucking thing.
Oh, my God. So, wait. This is Jimmy John's doing this?
Yes. I don't know. Well, maybe it was my fault because I initially did not put it in the fridge until, like, an hour later. But that doesn't give an excuse for the less to liquefy.
That is really disgusting, man. You know, that might be that lettuce they shoot out of a tube.
Wait, was that a bad TV reference?
No, really, there is some lettuce that comes out of a tube.
Oh,
it's
God,
not real that lettuce, but it sucks ass.
Dude, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that. That would gross me out. But yeah, so it was like, it was really horrible, and obviously I couldn't finish the sandwich.
Well, no.
So yeah, for Jimmy John people, like, I love Jimmy John's, I do, but you have
to
eat it.
It's just
like,
odd that they would actually do that, though, you know?
I mean, I didn't even microwave it. Which makes it even
worse. It probably would have been worse if you did.
Oh God, it would just, you just see the green goop spread all around the plate.
Yeah, and then you know what it looks like, right?
Radioactive Spider-Man?
No.
What?
Puke.
Dude, don't. I just ate a Walmart $2 burger.
Oh, now it's $2.
It was like $1.98.
Uh-huh. A likely story. Next, you're going to tell me there were little bacon bits on it and it gave you gas.
I wish there were bacon bits on it.
Of course you do, because it was a $1 burger.
Dude, bacon bits are awesome.
They are awesome, Al, but still, once you put them on that burger, it doesn't make it a bacon cheeseburger.
By the way, what do you... Yeah, bacon bits are good for salads, right?
Yeah, and putting on a potato.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I love baked potatoes.
Yeah.
With sour cream. Oh, Lord!
That's right, man.
Gives you a fist bump for that one.
Oh, yes. Can't go wrong with a nice baked potato, cuts right open, steaming right out, and you just put, like, that sour cream and maybe a little butter.
Oh, yeah.
And then some bacon bits and some cheese. You got something there.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess butter and sour cream is good. I just like going all in for the sour cream. Sour cream just makes it amazing. Man. But, yeah, like, oh, man, do you have any horror stories about fast food?
I just told you about dark meat chicken McNuggets.
Alright, well, I have to tell you another horror story. Since it is it's the Halloween fast food horror night.
Well, I would like to call it nightmare food.
Nightmare on Halloween fast food nights.
Oh, but you know what, though? You go to these places late at night. See, there are times where, like, with me, see, I had to change my eating habits, so I don't really go to, like, fast food that much. Well, except for maybe Subway, if you can count it as fast food, because they're going to take their sweet time making that sandwich, depending on the line.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever have pizza that was undercooked, like, from delivery?
Never.
I did. Okay.
So what was it like?
Oh, God. So it was Easter, and I was getting ready for this. I was at work. What a shock. I think all these people have it in for me whenever I go to work now. So, it's called a Mize. It's from Topper's Pizza.
Right.
I normally like Topper's Pizza. They actually are a really good chain of a pizza restaurant. Like, do I like them better than Domino's? I mean, I do like that they give you dipping sauce, though.
Okay, well, at least that's a saving grace.
I mean, but so does Papa John's, though.
Same time, though, Papa John's pizza is, like, nasty as hell, but the sauce is so good.
Yeah, there's that, that garlic butter? Oh,
yeah, the garlic butter sauce is great, and that's, like, for me, that's, like, the driving force. That's the only reason why I would even call them up is for that sauce. But the pizza itself, I'm like, you can have that.
You know how much money they would make if they just did the Papa John's garlic, like the garlic freaking butter sauce, like in a bottle and sell at Walmart? How much money they would make? But, anyways. I mean, even Taco Bell was smart enough to do that. So, anyways.
Go on.
So, I could go to Topper's. I order a taco pizza. I love taco pizza. It's, like, one of my favorite things ever. Because you have the chips. By the way, if you eat a taco pizza, you cannot wait till the next day. You have to eat it all now. If you do not eat it, bring a friend, whatever. If you do not eat the entire version of a Topper's taco pizza that day, you are fucked. I mean, sorry, you are screwed.
No, you're right. They are fucked. This is unrated.
Because remember, they have those, like, Frito chips and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, that stuff is not good on the second day.
No, it's terrible. Because remember, you have to microwave it.
And it mutates.
Yes, and it becomes liquidy. Oh my gosh. I didn't even, I'll go on about that later. But, I have so many fast food horror stories tonight.
Yes, you do. Keep going.
So, I ordered my taco pizza from Topper's. I'm at work. You know, it's not a busy day. It was Easter, so it wasn't that busy. So they delivered to me. It was like kind of like a mini pizza. It wasn't like a medium. It was a small. And I'm like, cool, thank you. So I pay the money. I go there. I take a bite, and I'm like, why does the crust taste so doughy? Like, it just, it, I don't know what it was. It didn't taste right. So I finished two slices. Not a fun night for me. I literally threw the rest of the pizza out. Because I didn't have a choice. I was sick. I mean, the coolest part of that place was that you get, when you worked at the place I worked at, you get, you really get a discount off the pizza, and I'm like, man, if this was the payoff to this, screw this, man. Oh my gosh, it was so nasty. It was so undercooked. I actually went out of my way to complain to Topper's on their Facebook about it.
Oh, how did that go?
They said they wanted to give me another pizza, and I'm like, no.
Hey, now, while I didn't have, undercooked pizza, I've had burnt pizza before.
Hey,
like,
burnt
when people just don't give a fuck, like, you know what I mean? They'll make it as black as can be.
Oh, God.
It looked kind of like Kevin Hart's face. I mean, the thing about it is, that's how crazy that pizza was looking. I was waiting for it to tell me some funny stuff about Uncle Richard Lewis and everything, dude. It was, really funny. I was like, wow, they really did not give a damn over there.
No, I remember, you know what's cool? Some pizza place, Domino's is actually one of the best in customer service, and I'm actually being honest here. For pizzas, I actually think they are the best in customer service. Like, say your pizza, there was a time a few years ago, I ordered a thick crust sausage and mushroom or something, or whatever it was, and they literally gave me a thin crust, and I'm like, what's the deal? You give me a thin crust, and they automatically gave me a free pizza. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, see, now that's awesome, but you know, you gotta remember this, though. Places like Domino's are franchises, so, you know, that they might have the right owner, they might have the right person. Now, there might be an office, keep in mind this, but, you see, there are some people, like I just told you, that really didn't give a damn. And I think that was the one time I tried a Papa John's pizza.
Oh, God. Papa John's pizza's hit or miss.
The thing is, they're on my shit list now. I just do a lot of independent chains. We got a pretty good place Four Seasons Pizza. Now, they are damn good.
Did you try the Papa John's pan pizza? I have not.
Dude, I'm never going back to Papa John's. I mean, come on now.
I don't know. Seriously, Domino's pan pizza is incredible in every way.
Domino's, yes. And Rocky I would say, Rose. And I would say Pizza Hut, depending on who's working that day. Talking from experience.
Yeah. I mean, Pizza Hut's hit or miss.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. But I'll tell you one thing, though. That Domino's cheesesteak pizza. Now, that is a beast pizza.
That is the best thing for you, man.
Yes, it is, dude.
I still remember you had a hard day. You just had to order that. That was
awesome. That right, man. It made life worth living after that point. Because I was sitting there and I had that cheesesteak pizza and I was just like, fuck the world. And then I took a bite and I was like, you know what? It's not so bad. I'm alive. Life is worth living. I'm okay now. I'm fine. Peace.
That is a piece of pizza.
Yeah, shoot, dude. It was. I earned that pizza that day. Put it that way.
What was that pizza?
It was the Philly cheesesteak pizza over at Domino's.
Oh, okay. I did cheese and pepper. It's a completely different thing, isn't it?
Yeah. How did that go for you?
It wasn't bad. The steak was a little dry, but eh.
Eh. See, now, when they don't cook the steak right, now that's a problem.
Oh my gosh, you ever go to Outback Steakhouse? That is awesome.
Yeah, Outback is great. There's another steakhouse around here that's pretty good, too. And you actually can pick out your own steak, too, like the cut of it and like the size and everything else. Oh, man. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, that's what it is.
Oh, man, I wish we had one around here. Dude,
as soon as you do, you'll never want to go home.
Dude, I seriously want to do, like, that 40-ounce steak challenge with you.
Oh, yeah, dude, we are going to do that, man. The itis is going to kick both. You know, we're going to either need Mondo or Dev to drive us home, because as soon as we get all at least half of that down, the itis is going to start settling in. You know what I mean?
We'll have Mondo drive us. I trust him more than Dev.
Yeah, unless Mondo's going to do the contest with us.
No, Dev will drive us to Los Angeles. He'll take us to a Chargers game. We're like, we don't want to go here.
You know what? That's the only way I would be there is just to be there for the laughs. That's the only reason why I would be there. I wouldn't be there because of anything else. And I know I'm not paying my ticket in because I'm working security that night.
But the thing that's so weird about the Chargers, I can't bash the Chargers because they're actually doing pretty good. They're better than the Browns.
Well, they're starting to make a turnaround. It's kind of like how he was worried about the Magics there for a little bit, and the Magics are actually number two in the East. Yeah, the Magics are number two in the East.
Wait, what? Let me look that up.
Yeah, you got to take a look at that. They're like right there behind the Celtics.
Let's take a look at this. I just love how we go into... What the heck?
See?
Hey, the Bucks are still in.
Yeah, I think we're at number 11, but you know, you gotta give us time. We'll be alright. If we can make that 8th seed of the playoffs, I'll be happy about that. But going back into this nightmare food, though, there have been times where, like, you make the delivery and the delivery never shows up.
Oh, you know what I hate the most? When you ask people to specifically call your cell phone or something, the delivery guy, and you give them the number, and they don't do it.
Yep, exactly.
And then they think, oh, he never showed up, so I'm driving back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
you gotta wait for the food, and then you gotta warm it up, and then all this bullshit.
No, like, if that's the case, like, I would be willing to wait the extra 10-15 minutes if you just gave me a fresh one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then remember, there are some people that go on NFG a lot more crazier than you and I ever do, so.
But no, I mean, seriously, I mean, it's really not their fault in the case of my house. Like, you know, there's a porch door, then there's the front door. So, it's not like I would have ever heard them, plus I had headphones on.
Oh, yeah, well, then that's
it's not their fault.
But then there's that miscommunication.
Oh, man.
Like, when they take it over to somebody else's house.
One thing I miss about Appleton, though, is home run pizza. They really nailed every single type of food I love. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that we don't have one here in Oshkosh.
Well, you know, Al, there is an idea of franchising. Maybe you could actually be the business owner, run that for a little bit.
By the way, please edit out that part where I lived.
Well, we're live.
Yes, I live definitely in Ashamurmuro, Australia.
Yeah, right, man. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Anyways, actually, that's not even the city I live.
Actually,
but anyways,
well, you know, we'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Running out of time on the live.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, how do you screw up a salad?
I need to know this. Like, did they go to Walmart and I don't know.
Hey, now, let's not bash Walmart too much, because there are times where, you know, Walmart can actually be useful when you're in a pinch, you know?
Yeah, I get that. So are we still live now, or?
Oh yeah, we're live again.
All right. So, yeah. Anyways, Home Run Pizza is awesome. Pizza King is incredible. By the way, Jay. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
if you visit here, when you get here, dude, you gotta try their taco. It's incredible.
Actually, it's like, is it the same Pizza King that makes that's famous for the pizza roll, the original pizza roll?
No, I don't think so. This one was established in like the 80s. And it's around here. I will take you happily. It is awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Oh my gosh. Every time I go there, it's always an incredible experience. You have really good sandwiches, you have amazing calzones. Everything they do is awesome. But and the Home Run King, whatever that one was, that one is really good too, because I had burgers there, I had pizzas there, plus they have a bowling alley in there, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah, all that's awesome. But, yeah, Red Robin, I do not get the hype of this. It sucks.
Tell us why.
So I was on a date. I was on a date with this girl that I liked. Don't like anymore, obviously. Because, yeah, we didn't work out. But I ripped her off on my car, which was nice. No, like, I knew it wasn't going to work. She was being a complete a-hole to me. I'm like, guess what? Your car just went up $500. Because I knew she was going to... I knew she was going to go for another guy. I'm like, your car just went up $500. But I was going to do that anyways, because I have brand new tires on those. And tires are really expensive, you know?
Oh, so. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. She's still got a good deal. And I didn't clean my car out, so I asked her about it. Like, yeah, you know, you take $400. You know, I'll take the $300. I'll take $300 off if you help me clean this car now, because I never want to deal with this person again. And he did. It was cool. So I went to Red Robin's with this dude, and it was busy. You know, it was busy. You know,
right.
Which was weird for, like, a Tuesday night. I think it was a Tuesday night. And, yeah, it was definitely a Tuesday night, because I always have Monday night or Tuesday night. This was when I worked at that truck stop.
Oh, yeah, now I know.
Yeah. So we went down there. I think I was telling you about this date. I said it was not really going very well. And we go down there. And I ordered salad. She ordered, I don't know what she ordered. I don't care. But anyways, it was something meaty. But I ordered a salad, so... We're waiting over 45 minutes, and I'm like, does it really take this long to make a salad? So they put the salad on me. It is nothing but slosh.
So it's that lettuce that come out the tube.
It had to have been. Like, I don't know what this was. Like, I looked at it, and I'm like, so I take a stab of it, right? And I lift it up, and you just see it all, you just see everything dripping out.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, that was a waste of $7.
$7?
For a salad that is droopy. I'm still...
American dollars?
Yes. And I'm still wondering in my mind... No, Australian. Remember, I'm from Australia now.
okay.
So I'm wondering to myself, like, it takes a special talent to F up a salad.
That's that NFG, boy.
What the heck is the NFG?
I'll tell you later. But the thing about it is, the fact that somebody would screw up your $7 salad. That must be some pristine lettuce right there. That must be higher than romaine, huh? That might be a little bit of kale in there, huh? Something fancy to go ahead and be $7. And you still have to give the man gratuity.
I know, and I still have to tip the guy. And I'm like, oh, I'm not tipping this much. No, I did tip him, but still.
Yeah, but you were thinking that, hey, I'm not gonna do it.
No, because, like, I took two bites, and I'm like, no. And it's like, I paid, like, $7-$8 for the salad. It's not the waiter's fault. That's why I gave him a tip. It's like, he didn't know. And, you know, it was a packed house, I get that, but it was, like, really nasty coleslaw. And I like coleslaw. I really do. Big fan.
But I guess you won't eat it again because of that, right?
No, I still eat coleslaw, but I will never go to Red Robin. I've never gone since. It was such a terrible experience. It was disgusting.
They usually go there for the burgers, maybe. Even though those burgers are overpriced.
I don't know. My date ate all her food. Me, I took two bites. I'm like, I don't want to eat this.
The fact that you even went for a second bite, Al.
I'm like, okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe there's something I missed. No. It was hilarious. Someone said, would you like a box for your salad? I'm like, I said, no.
A box for your salad.
I said, box for my coleslaw? No.
Oh my god.
I love coleslaw.
I would be surprised if there were some restaurants that do cheap out on the deal by not having, like, the actual leaf lettuce. They'll actually go ahead and get that coleslaw lettuce and use it and just say, yeah, it's fancy.
I wouldn't be shocked if in this specific place that they did not rush out to the Walmart that's like 5 minutes away and they just got that like coleslaw salad from Walmart for like 88 cents. And they just drenched it in like Walmart zesty salad on zesty Italian ranch.
Jesus
Christ. I don't know what it was, man. It was so gross.
Well, did you at least put like dressing on it? I don't even know why I'm asking that. I guess I'm just curious.
Why did I need to? It was so over drenched with dressing already.
Oh, okay.
I just
wanted to do... I don't know. Oh, God.
The only place that I really had great experiences of every time I've gone there was Olive Garden. Olive Garden is awesome.
Yeah. Olive Garden is pretty good. But, you know, I went to one where they ran out of breadsticks, and then I also went to a Pizza Hut where they didn't have pepperonis for the pizza.
Oh, my God, that had to cause riots on the streets.
Oh, it sucked ass. But you know what, though? They gave us, like, free breadsticks over at the Pizza Hut, though. But over at Olive Garden, they told us how they do business there, and I was like, you know what? I think we're going to go to Red Lobster instead. Yep, time to go. And they're owned by the same kind of people, though, so you know.
I know, without, like, you know what's weird? I still stand by this.
What?
The best breadsticks I've ever had, it's either Fazoli's, which has incredible breadsticks. I love them. And, ironically, the cheapest place that you would think of, Little Caesars. Little Caesars breadsticks are incredible.
Oh, man, Little Caesars is the bomb, dude. I love them. Like, their, crazy bread is the stuff. Like, have you ever tried the ones where you had, like, the pepperonis inside, along with cheese and stuff like that?
No! Oh my gosh, that sounds incredible.
Oh man, it is amazing. You gotta try those. And but the thing is, though, as soon as you bite into one crazy bread, you are addicted for life. You will always think about them. Every damn time.
Dude, it is so weird. Like, I like Little Caesar's pizza. I do. No matter what, it's awesome. But my thing is, it's like, I would literally just go there probably to get, like, two orders of Crazy Bread and just go home. Because the breadsticks are that awesome.
Yeah. Actually, you know, going back to it, and even I got to admit this, for Papa John's, their breadsticks are okay.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not anything that... That's the entire Papa John's philosophy. Yeah, but it's something to write home about.
Their side food is good, but that main course, though, fuck that.
Dude, it is so weird. Papa John's is so fitting for Peyton Manning owning so much of it now. Bland. Yeah. Like, it's good, but it's so bland.
That is the perfect analogy for it.
I mean, seriously, if Johnny Manziel would not be like, this would be wrong, but Peyton Manning, who's like, has the most blandest personality ever, owning Papa John's is like, I've never seen something make so much sense in my entire life. What about you?
I agree. I totally agree with you on that one, man. Like, there are times where he does, like, he was doing those DirecTV commercials, and I'm like, I really don't see the charm of him anymore now that he's not playing for the Broncos and the Colts.
He had one good segment on Saturday Night Live. He had one good segment. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was funny for, like, 2 minutes. And other than that, it's like, I can't stand to hear his press conferences. I can't. No.
Yeah, you guys could understand that we go back and forth from our Cyclone versions into, like, our nightmare food, but it's true.
Trying to think what the worst nightmare... Oh, my God, I know this. I know this. Oh, my God. So, wow, this sounds familiar. So, I was at work.
Here we go again.
No, actually, I had the day off. I had the day off. I was at home. And my mom was going to see this restaurant. It was a Mexican restaurant around here. It was this last day. The last day of it being open. It was like a Mexican restaurant, so I'm like, okay, pick me up a burrito. She's like, okay. And it was like 12, I think it had to be like $7-$8 for the burrito. I don't know what it was. Anyways, $12. I think it was 12. So she brings it home. And I have never in my life tasted such a cheap ass burrito for $12. So I warm it up and I take my fork because, you know, it's drenched in the sauce that tastes like nothing. I cut it, I took a bite. It was the worst burrito I ever had. Like, seriously, I am sorry. When Taco Bell can make a better burrito than you, you have freaking problems.
Well, Al, I told you the show's unrated, but still, that's pretty bad, man. Did you upchuck from that? Did you get any sort of dry heaves or anything?
No, it's like, you ever, I didn't get sick off it, but it was like, it's the strangest thing. You ever eat something where it's like, it has all these things that are supposed to be in it, right?
Right.
And then you eat it, and it tastes like nothing.
God, did I ever have a bad Subway experience when I think about it? No?
Most Subways.
I'm like, I'm trying to think of the... I'm really not giving in too much to the nightmare food segment right now, because usually I make sure the stuff is done, except for, like, you know, some of them odd moments. But usually I go to Subway, and now they've been pretty consistent with quality food as of late. But I'm sure now that I said that, though, the next thing I get from there is going to suck ass.
And Subway, like, my problem with Subway is everything is good with them, except you just can't put onions on anything.
Really?
I don't know. I just don't like their onions.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, though.
It's like, it's not like the rancid or bad. It's just something is weird about them. It's like, it is so strange with Subway onions.
Yeah, red onions are kind of odd from time to time. Like, but I do like the white onions.
Yes. It's just, it is so weird with Subway sometimes. Like, it's like, the onions is like, it doesn't taste like a fresh onion, but it doesn't taste like a recycled onion. I don't know what it is.
We'll have to look into that a little bit later, though.
Yeah, well, we will, personally, me and Jay, on a J360 exclusive, we will figure out the mystery of what is up with Subway onions.
Yeah. While we're eating them, too, I guess.
Yeah, 18-part episode, stay tuned.
Yeah, like to uncover the mystery of the red onions.
Oh, man, it's like, they're like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it is so weird with them, because it's like, I've had red onions before. I've had every onion there is, you know. Like, I lived kind of, like, in a farm-like town. Yeah. So I probably had every onion I've ever. And for some unbeknownst reason, I've never tasted an onion like Subway's. It's so weird. And it's like, and it's not that it's bad, but it's not good. It just, it's there, but the smell is so bad.
Well, it does have a strong smell, but I think... Actually, you'll find out what we think when we come back with part 3. Be right back, folks. Oh, man. So what about those Gold Cups that piss you off, Al?
Okay, so KFC Gold Cups are, like, my favorite thing in the entire world.
Right.
And with KFC... So I went there one night. Of course, after work. What? No, no, okay, no. Yeah, I had the night off this time.
So I again? Down the cliff.
Of course. Every once in a while, I get a night off. So I drive down there. It was like during the commercial break of Monday Night Raw. So I get them.
Here we go.
It's like, oh, that. And then this is my first Skull Cup I ever had. And I was like, dang. It's like, buy them. Drive it home. I drive like a madman, probably hitting 14 orphans on my way there. You know, because that's what we do. No, I'm just kidding. But so I'm just like, I like the chicken tenders, but I'm like, but my God, the potato wedges are to die for, especially with that like freaking ranch dressing game. So I'm like a big fan. So this time I'm like, okay, I like the wedges more than the chicken tenders, right?
Right.
So I drive down the KFC. I'm driving down there on my next day off with a purpose. And so I'm like, can I order the wedges side and just get a like little buddy? Yeah, like one of those little chicken sandwiches. So I get the chicken sandwich, and they give me my little box of tenders. It's like, there's like four in them. And I paid over $4 for all those combined. I was so pissed.
Oh, come on, dude. You had a 4-for-4 deal.
No, that's Wendy's, bro.
I'm just saying.
No. I know what you're going. I know your pun. And I hate that for that. Seriously, I was ripped off. I'm like, why not I just get to go bucket then? Seriously. That was ridiculous. I was so mad. So
yeah, hey,
how
much would it have been if you upgraded to that?
I think it was like, it had to be, I think it was $3 for the Gold Cup, right?
Right.
And the tenders had to have been like $3 just alone. So I'm like, okay, I'll take that. And I thought I was going to get like, you know, something like a small fry full of tenders or a medium fry full of tenders. No, you get like 4 or 5 of them and that's it. That's all you get. I felt so ripped off. I was so mad at KFC. I didn't go there for 2 weeks.
But by that third week, though, you were like, I need to eat. So I'm going to go back to KFC, and I'm going to get the 4x4 deal that it's not a 4x4 deal in name only.
No, seriously, the Gold Cups are the best thing ever. Even the $5 fill-up is okay. But, man, you get ripped off if you try to order things individually. Just letting you guys know. Oh, man.
Hey, actually, did you have a bad experience at KFC?
Yes. Did. I hate it when they do not cook your chicken immediately fresh. Like, you wait 20 minutes for your order, and the chicken just feels dry. I hate that.
You know, I've been talking to Mondo about chicken before at one time. I said, because we were trying to figure out what to eat one day when we did recordings for his series, Mondo Raves. And what happened was, I said, hey, how about a roll of farm chicken? He's like, no, dude! That chicken dry!
Oh my God.
You know how Mondo gets involved, like, when he gets flared up, you know what I mean?
Mondo loves his fried chicken.
He does. I mean, the man has particulars and opinions, put it that way.
But,
ate Royal Farms chicken, it wasn't that bad, actually, you know. I mean, because sometimes, you know, don't ask for more salt because they will put that shit on.
Oh,
and there's
God,
nothing
why
good
would you...
like, there's nothing good like salty. Salty chicken isn't as fun as, like, when it's, like, you know, done, well put together. You know what I'm saying? They put just enough on it, so don't ask for more salt.
Why would anybody ever ask for extra salt on their chicken?
People are crazy, dude. But Royal Farms chicken isn't that bad. It's kind of odd to see that they're all over the place now. They pretty much run Delaware.
No, it just weirds me out that people actually literally ask for extra salt on their chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, even before you even have the salt, do you know how much sodium is in that?
I don't think they give a shit, Al. You know, it's like one of them things.
Oh, God, and I do agree with them to a point, though. If you ever... Fried chicken is the worst ever.
It is.
Because if it's not moist, it ruins the skin, too.
Mm-hmm. And then it comes apart with the aftertaste.
Oh.
Because I remember being in elementary school, right? They had chicken day. And what it was, they gave us pieces of fried chicken, all right. But the thing is, you can see parts where they really didn't give a damn where they cooked it. And then, like, you get, like, the driest drumstick and everything else. And it's like, black on the inside, black on the outside, you know, things like that. And then, like, of course, you get that aftertaste that comes with it. Were you going to upchuck anyway?
Were you the only one that was excited whenever it was pizza day?
No, not really, because at least that's the one thing they did right.
Yeah, because they had Tony's Pizza, right?
Yeah.
I love Tony's Pizza, and they used to sell it. They don't sell it there anymore.
What?
And I was so mad about that. Oh, my gosh. So I was going to actually – okay, I was ready for this in joke. I was on my way to work.
Here we go.
And I was going to go pick up a Tony's Pizza because we have a pizza oven there. They didn't have it, and I was so pissed off. I was so mad. I was so mad about this. I was mad throughout the entire day of work because I really craved the Tony Pizza. And I know there was a Red Baron there and all that stuff, and I love Red Baron, but it's like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And I was so mad. I was mad the entire night about that. And I don't know where to get them now. We're like, do I have to like go travel to Canada to get them now? I don't get it.
Alan, I wouldn't be surprised if we actually did a wayward trek to go to Canada just to get those pizzas.
Oh my god. If we hoarded like 90 boxes of 20's pizza, that'd be the greatest journey ever.
Yes. And you know what? For those out there in the J360 Podverse, yeah, I'm sure they probably would look and say, are they going to do this or not? So, yeah, I think it's something to keep in mind.
I actually want to do this, actually. 20's pizza is the best.
Shoot, if we ever did that, we got to throw a party for everybody in the Podverse.
Yes, exactly. We'll have like a giant, like we'll even host like a giant in bed and something like that, like where we smuggle 90 Tony's pizzas from Canada. And we just have a giant pizza party. It'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, it would be.
We're idiots.
Nah, man, it's for life and liberation and the pursuit of happiness. I would happily do that.
People talk about their political issues. What about the Tony's Pizza issue that's going on at Walmart right now?
Damn it, dude, that is a political issue.
It is. It's the biggest political issue of all time. Where's my Tony's Pizza? It was there like 4 weeks ago, and it's gone.
Now,
and I am
some
so...
of you would probably say that we could go ahead and pick up Red Barons, but you see, when you crave Tony's, you want Tony's.
There
when you
some...
crave Totino's, you want Totino's. When we want
it.
Red Baron, we will get Red Baron, but we want that damn Tony, damn it.
It's the best pizza ever.
Well, I wouldn't
Dude,
go
I
that
don't
far,
even...
but, you know, it even... is damn good.
No, it is awesome, because, like, their pepperoni tastes different than every other pepperoni I've seen. I don't know what it is. Like, it's more spicier, it tastes good.
Well, I think they put more chicken in their pepperoni than turkey and beef, but, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I can never get enough of Tony's Pizza. Like, if there was ever a pizza I would ever eat, it's Tony's Pizza. And Tostino's is pretty good, except I like their pizza rolls better, but it is what it is.
I forgot to mention, you know, we could have put Andy's Pizza in that lineup, too, but that's just Tombstones.
Oh, my God. Remember that guy one time we watched that video on YouTube?
Yeah.
When he made a taco out of the Tostino's Pizza?
Yeah, and then you know what's really crazy, right? He could have saved himself a lot of time but for just having a cheese pizza. You know what I mean? He didn't have to pull the pepperonis off.
Well, you know, not the pepperonis. He made a Mexican tostillo pizza, technically with the sour cream and all that stuff. And then remember when he was eating it, it dropped all over his freaking leg?
Well, yeah, I mean, because he really didn't have it to the point where he could keep the stuff inside. You know, that actually pisses me off about sandwiches, tacos, and things like that. Well, you have it nicely made and everything else, and then you got to pick it up and eat the damn thing, but you didn't, you know, you didn't prepare for the idea where it falls out and everything else.
Oh, God, I ruined a lot of pants that way.
Uh-huh.
Probably so did you.
Yeah. But then there comes that idea where you practice yoga and you try to lick the sauce.
Okay, at that point, then we're just going too far.
Oh no, it's not, man. I you know the thing about it is my spine has never been more flexible.
Jay, you have not thrown a football in 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man? I never played football. I practice martial arts. You know that.
I know, but you've been ducking me out of a wrestling match for like 3 weeks now.
That's because I don't believe in that. Now look, here's how it goes, right?
Dude, I'll see you. I'll see you at the next pay-per-view.
I'll see you at WrestleMania.
Oh, I'll see you. Well, I'd be too hasty here. I don't want to take you on for real.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, look. You've been bothering me ever since SummerSlam. Survivor Series is happening, but I don't have four other people right now to go ahead and bust up your whole franchise.
Yeah.
Because remember, it is the only other time when Raw and SmackDown rosters face each other. They have to say that every time they promote Survivor Series. That's really going to save the series.
Yeah, it's Breaking Rights 2.0. And yeah. It's such a fail because, like, oh, God. You know what? Let's talk about wrestling. Let's talk about Raw.
Well, you know what? The thing is, we will do that, but we're going to have to go ahead and cut this short. Thanks for everybody joining in with Nightmare Food. Me and Alan will probably go ahead and put that Canada plan into action before Donald Trump does something stupid. And keep in mind this, y'all.
Tony's Pizza for Life.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do that.
Dude, this is the best show ever.